Full Harvest, a collection of audio stories and poems inspired by the landscape of the South Downs National Park. Episode 4, Celestial Navigation by Sarah Clifford.
Well, you see, love, navigating is about ensuring you know where the ship is when you're on passage, as opposed to piloting, which is about knowing where the ship is coming in and out of port and manoeuvring it. So I'll be right at the top, looking at the lights in the port, assessing the lateral drift, assessing the channel drift. And if the weather's been bad, that churns up all the beach material, and the tide gets diverted by the breakwater, and as it comes back in, you get a funnel effect, a mini vortex. Never underestimate the power of the sea. It's autumn. The clouds are heavy and it's raining. The horn sounds right across the town. Everyone hears it. The ferry shapes our lives. The sound at night, clanking and groaning. The sound floats into the houses. Iron and rust and oil. It's said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the path she has travelled from the peaks of the mountains, the long, winding road crossing forests and villages. I learnt those lines back in the day, love. Reminds me of our river, our town. Back then there were 30 or 40 ships a month, bustling and humming. It was so busy. Everyone had work. Ice boats, banana boats. There used to be houses named after the boats. The town was so proud. But then it changed. Died almost. And there was a bitterness. And all I knew was I wanted to leave. Get out of this place. There's a lot you don't know about your old granddad. Well, there's a lot you don't know, I suppose. But I see your face when you think no one's looking, anxious and tight, hidden behind the anger and the boredom and the discontent with this old place. I can see what your mum and dad can't see. That's the privilege of being a granddad. They just want you to be happy. You know that, don't you? We're leaving the harbour now. If the fog cleared, I'd be able to see the river and the town, a view you can't see from where you are. I'd be able to see the quayside, the bridge, tide mills and the village ruins, the lighthouse, the fort, and then, older and further away, the downs high above the river as she carves her way through the spring-lined villages. Where I walk, but you don't. What's the point of a walk, you say? And as the fog of time clears, I can see my great-granddad, Jack, the shepherd, up on Itford Hill, looking down on all of this. Imagine him on a hot spring day, leaning against one of the ancient barrows to eat his lunch, watering the sheep at the dew pond, sheltering from the sun in one of the hawthorn thickets. The fields around him are scattered with cowslips and daisies and violets, and the air is full of larks, rising up and singing. He'd stay up there for days at a time, sleeping out in the rain and sun, his clothes just drying again on him. He'd sit and look down at the silver river, the little houses and farms, like toys, like he was a god, high, high above it all. Fold, lamb, tup and shear, going on up to the great sheep fairs. He used to find French buttons and centimes from the war embedded in the walls the prisoners had to build. A little piece of France staked here. Old brandy bottles from smugglers and hundreds of old flint tools just scattered around as if waiting to be picked up and used again after thousands of years. Smoking his clay pipe, stroking his dog, pondering it all, and finding his way by the stars. Seems idyllic now. Oh, of course it wasn't. Poverty and damp houses and not enough to eat. I can see me looking up at him. Him looking down. And still the river runs on, as it has done since time began. We take the water and the fish and we float barges and ships, run goods up and down for the factories and the farms and back to the port, the point of arrival and departure, a gateway. The river has shaped the fields and valleys, the mills, the railway, the road, the harbour and the ferry. And we workers always find a way. Spotting the work, filling the gaps, putting the food on the table. That's who we are, love. I left it all when I was young. I was angry and confused too. I hated this town and the stupid fields and the stupid sheep. I did all sorts. Went abroad, worked, saw places, met people, talked a lot of nonsense, no doubt. And it was difficult, it's true. But we must leave. It's the way of the world. It's always been that way. There is no other way. The river cannot go back, as the poem says. Become part of the ocean. And then later I came back and found another kind of freedom. I learned about the ferry, about navigating. And now, here I am, an aging ferryman, with my fold of passengers. But it's frightening, isn't it? And your generations have had some very tough times. But you are tougher than you think. You need to get out here and see it. When the fog clears, you can join me on one of the crossings. You need to see this. And you need to walk up Itford Hill on the ancient pathway. Sit where Jack sat and look down on our small but vital place in the landscape and understand where we are. We can look up and see the same stars that Jack saw.
Here's the letter I wanted to read at your funeral, Grandad. I thought I'd lost it. But I'm not sure I would have read it then anyway. So. You always asked me to go for a walk. Do you remember? So I wanted to say. Explain. Everywhere I turn, doors are closing. People are shouting and turning on each other and themselves. I'm sorry you saw me shouting. I know it hurts you if Mum is hurt, but I think you understand it more than they do. The fear. You asked me to go for a walk. Why would I go for a walk? Round and round on the ring road. You asked me to go for a walk, and now I just want to hear you say my name again. Hannah, walk with me. I wish you were walking with me now, Grandad. 'Cause I'm here. I'm up here on Itford Hill, looking down on the valley, the town, and the sea, our house, Mum, and Dad. You're awake. I sat by the barrow, trying to imagine the old life here. My family going back so many years, and what we could do then and what we can do now. Very few walkers up here today. A couple of dog walkers, and the dogs come and say hello. And a man with his rucksack, walking from Eastbourne to Winchester, sleeping out under the stars last night at Beachy Head. That's what he told me. People stop to chat up here. I asked him what stars he could see there, but he said the light pollution was too bright, and he laughed and walked on, hoping to get to Storrington before nightfall. But as it gets darker now, I'm starting to see. And if you sit on this side of the hill, it blocks the glare. I've been a long way away and I've just stopped here for a short time to say goodbye. Away from that cramped house, the Armstrong town, the ring road, the harbour and the incinerator. Those views I've seen every single day of my life. I think I can find some new ways of being. Different places to live. Many of my old friends are still here, still putting up with stuff, still being put upon. From where I'm sitting now, I can see long shadows, ghostly trees, hear rustlings and small movements in the grass, and all the birds singing at dusk. And above me, like coming into focus, star after star, bright, faint, twinkling. And there, a cloud, a smudge of stars, a bridge, an arc, which I know is the Milky Way. Come with me for a walk, you said. Only look up, you said. We can find our way, we always do, you said. So that's the long speech I would never have made, which I hope you can hear now. And I can see the ferry leaving the port, away on the ocean.
The nights when the moon is full, a road of light across the blackness out to sea, finding your way. Where will you go? What adventures will you have? There is no other way. The river cannot go back.
Celestial Navigation was written by Sarah Clifford and read by Madeline Gray and Sydney Keane. It was commissioned and produced by Applause in partnership with the South Downs National Park Authority. We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. There are 9 more podcasts for you to enjoy, so please subscribe to this series.